Now, by way of a Freedom of Information request from Radio Kerry News, we discovered that the HSE has spent over €900,000 on the upkeep of the former mental health hospital St Finian's in Killarney since it's closed. The facility has been closed since September 2012 and has lain idle since, despite attempts to find other uses for the building and its lands. A significant amount of the HSE spending on St Finian's since it closed has been on roof repairs, particularly following storms. Over €142,000 has been spent by the HSE on St Finian's campus in 2014, including almost €30,000 installing a CCTV system, almost €30,000 security fencing, gates, removing fire escapes and mesh windows. The executive spent €63,000 in 2013, including more than €39,000 to retrofit the fire alarm of a fire alarm panel. Maintenance of the grounds has been costing the HSE €10,000 a year since 2020, while the executive has spent almost €25,000 on repairing and upgrading the CCTV system at St Finian's in 2021, and €250,000 has been spent over the last 3 years alone. The Land Development Agency has formally expressed an interest in acquiring half of the site, but it does not want to acquire the hospital buildings. The LDA, which is tasked with building affordable housing on state-owned lands, said the former hospital building itself is a protected structure and not suitable for conversion to residential use. Radio Kerry understands the HSE would rather sell the whole site than be left with a derelict hospital on one half of it. So therein lies the rub, I suppose, and therein lies perhaps maybe the further continuing delay, which, as the story reveals, is costing us thousands of euro every year. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Dr. Frank O'Connor. He's an artist, designer and activist who, along with Jude Sherry, created the Derelict Ireland campaign to highlight and combat high levels of vacant and derelict properties across the country. Frank, good morning to you and thanks for taking time to talk to me on the programme this morning. What's your view on where things stand? We have two state agencies, I won't say at loggerheads, but sort of in disagreement about what they want. And we have this idea of a protected structure which has been idle for the last 14 years.
Yeah, thanks, Sherry. And look, good to be on to talk about this. Obviously, it's a very complicated issue, definitely. But yeah, I mean, it seems crazy to leave a protected structure just rot for 14 years. I mean, that's definitely not the way forward. I mean, I've thought about a lot, obviously, since you got in touch with me last week and over the weekend. I chatted a few people who obviously are more familiar with the site than I am. But like, I would be for redeveloping the site, definitely. The most sustainable building is the existing building. And this site, as we know, it's such a key social, cultural, historic site for us, you know. Obviously, if you look back at when the building was built originally, was back in the mid-19th century. So it was actually built right during the famine. So between, say, 1845 and 1850, when the building was, which was right in the peak of a famine. And when you look at sort of the amount of people who would have been gone through this particular hospital or this site over the years, it's got huge cultural significance for us, you know. And it is a pity that the LDA and the HSE can't come to some type of agreement. I know that St. Kevin's in Cork, which is also a former similar asylum site, that is being developed into housing. And I think for us, really, my take would be that we should work with the existing building and we should bring it back into homes. And if it does cost a bit extra for those homes, so be it. But I think it's important for us that it's such an important part of our history. You know, we have to, I suppose, respect that history. And I think to mark that respect of that history of something that really is so significant. I mean, what's crazy when I was doing the research over the last few days is that the asylums were going up in Ireland. The number of people going into asylums were going up, but our population was going down, obviously, with the famine and post-famine period as well. So it's a lot of people who went in wasn't just for mental illness, it was other social factors as well. So there's a lot of like stolen hope. And I suppose for me, it is very difficult, I understand, and the cost. But like you say there, I mean, I think there's about 100,000 up to 100,000 loans spent on CCTV during that period you mentioned over those 14 years. And like you said, almost a million at this stage. We're putting money into it. But like, I think it's too significant of a building to get rid of it. I think we should, and it should, if it's being protected, it should be protected properly. But I think we should be looking at developing all the site into housing, but making sure that there is social affordable housing. And if there's anyone connected to the site, you know, in recent decades, that if any of those need homes, they should be prioritised as well.
Yeah.
And somehow have some kind of mark of respect, you know, some way to respect it. Because I hadn't thought about it until you contacted me last week, and I've spent the last few days reading about the whole, I suppose, everything around it, really. It's such a huge part of our history. And, I mean, our heritage is vital. You know, our heritage is vital.
What does it mean, Frank? The question that I'd like answered is what does protected structure mean? You can put a protection structure on something. This cuts across several different elements and other properties out there, both privately owned and publicly owned. It's all fine and well to say something's protected, but very often that can lead to the destruction of the building because no one can afford to go in and do anything with it because it's protected. And it actually ends up harming the building long term. Now, I'm not saying what's happening here. They are spending money on it. They're fixing the roof. They're trying to maintain it as best they can. The best use of it would be to have somebody in it. But, like, why isn't that possible? Or is the cost of doing something more because it's protected? And does that prevent the state or the LDA from going in there and actually doing anything with it? You know what I mean? Yeah, it seems counterproductive.
It can seem counterproductive. And I have to admit, I don't know the current state of the building, and I've had different reports over the weekend from different people on the current state of it. But obviously it's protected because it's got this architectural significance, you know, this cultural significance, there's details, artistic details. So there's a lot of detail in it that makes it significant in terms of our time. So that's why it's protected. And I suppose, you know, a certain number of buildings in Ireland will be protected because obviously it's important to maintain that part of history. So yes, it will make things more expensive at times to do it up because you have to follow certain guidelines. And I think one of the issues when it comes in Ireland to buildings is that, you know, the focus tends to be on the cost of the profits only and not the wider cost implications. So the reason it's protected is because it brings value to us. But obviously that value to us, it's difficult for us to appreciate that heritage value because it's less tangible. So that's why it's protected. It's protected because it's of value to us culturally, historically, or architecturally, artistically, or scientifically. These are values that are important for us as a society. You know, they mark us as a society. But as a result of that, of course, it will make it more complicated perhaps to bring it back into use. I mean, it'll function different as a building as well. A lot of the older buildings, a lot of modern building design is different. So a lot of the older buildings, it's a different way about how they breathe, you know, airflows, all that. It can be all different. But yes, it will potentially bring extra costs. But of course, if you do a full cost evaluation and include the social benefit, the cultural benefit, all the other benefits, then it's worth doing it. But if you're focusing totally on the monetary value and saying, you know, for your bang for your buck, whatever, you say, okay, it's not going to generate the profits for the company doing it, you know, there's going to be, I suppose, more complications. You'll probably need different skill bases as well. You know, obviously, some of the techniques used back in 1850 when it was being built would be different to now, whether it's things like liming, you know, it's less common now to see someone doing lime work. I mean, so all of these things do add, but they also bring this wider cost benefit. And I suppose the thing is, at the moment, people are obviously urgently need homes, as we know. I'm sure it's the same in Clan. It's right across Ireland. They need affordable homes. And I suppose from the LDA's perspective, they want to focus what they're saying on doing this only, and they don't want to get involved in the complications.
Because of that, we now have another problem, which is causing another delay, which is the HSE want to sell it all as one. The LDA want half of it. And there we go. We have another. Now, once, like I said, it's not a row, but it's stopping any progress. Like the best case scenario on that would be just give half the land to the LDA, or does that make it furtherly unviable to do the building? But either way, nobody's winning in the current circumstances. We're nowhere nearer getting social housing, which is desperately needed for Killarney.
I'm sure it is. And like I said, to do the social affordable housing and to make sure that any families that are somehow connected to this over the years, make sure that they're high up on that list. You know, I think that would be very important. And also to have some kind of mark of respect, some way of commemorating what has gone on there. Because like I said, people in Killarney and people in Kerry, they need to know this is a very, very important building. It's very important. You know, this is where all our families have come from, around the culture, around that. But going back to protected structures, one thing I'll say is, like, I'm not an architect, but I know it's possible to work with protected structures. We've seen it already in Ireland. And like I said, this building in Cork called St. Kevin's, which was a similar type hospital, that is currently being done up at the moment. Now, I'm not involved with it, and I don't know the exact details, and I don't know how they're working their way around it, but they are. And protective structures have been taken on before, Jerry, you know, so you need that will to do it. And I suppose, to me, a lot of these type of discussions should be led from the government and say, actually, this has to happen, guys, you know. This has to happen.
The minister, the Minister for Housing, you know, get the HSE and the LDA into a room and say, right, we're doing something. We're making some decision here. We're getting housing going. Because at the moment, it's just report after report, delay after delay.
It's sickening. I mean, it's sickening for you. It's sickening for your listeners, people in Clarity. No one wants a rotting building. And I think, like I said, to me, I didn't know anything about the site till you got in touch last week. Now I've looked into it. I'm going, this building is really important, guys. It's very important. It's a huge part of our history, and we need to look after it and make sure that it's brought forward in the right way. So I think, if the minister needs to get involved, because, like, there's the old saying, history teaches that man doesn't learn anything from history. And I think when you look at the history of this building and look at what went down, I think we should be learning from it. And the best way to learn from it is to bring it back, protect it, turn it back into homes for people who need them, wonderful homes, apartments, whatever, for people who need it. You know, because if you like, as a society, Jerry, you know what it's like. We have to look after the old. We have to look after the young. And we have to look after the vulnerable. And the vulnerable...
Yeah, and that's what we need
definitely
to be doing.
This is... The vulnerable got a raw deal. A lot of vulnerable would have been put in there. Look, it's a tough history. We know that. And there was a lot of stolen hope. But I think this is a chance to right a few wrongs, but also, make sure... Like, why wait for 14 years, Jerry? I mean, I looked at some of the photographs when the building was closed in 2012. It didn't look that bad, and it was being used up to that point. You know yourself, Jerry, if you left your shed or your house empty for a year, it's going to go downhill.
It's going to deteriorate. Okay, Frank, listen, we're out of time in it, but thanks so much for giving us your time this morning, giving us your view.
No problem,
Jerry. Frank O'Connor there of Derelict Ireland. St. Kevin's Development in Cork, by the way, is going to comprise 267 homes, that's located in the west side of Cork City Centre. We'll talk more about that in the next hour. Give us your reviews.